My message to other players or even younger kids, college kids who want to play in the NFL, will be to be a light in a dark place. Sometimes people see the NFL as a dark place, but if a place is really dark and you shine, that light shines brighter. And so my goal is to be a light for me and my teammates.
That is Sam Acho, good old number 49, outside linebacker for your Chicago Bears, who will try to upset the Green Bay Packers tomorrow afternoon, noon kickoff at Soldier Field. For those of you who are going, congratulations, you are tougher than me. Hey, Sam Acho, are you going to be sleeveless tomorrow, or what's your look in the 0-degree weather?
I'm still trying to make that determination. I talked to a couple guys on the team, and some guys are going sleeveless, some guys aren't. I know pregame, I think I'll check it out in pregame and make a determination after that.
Now, Pernell McPhee came out and said that, you know, in Chicago, we get cold weather games like this and we don't wear sleeves. He's basically challenging you guys, but I think he's nuts. I think at some point you got to, I mean, if you're in the NFL, you're as tough as you can be, right? You don't have to wear long sleeves to prove it.
Well, it's funny because, you know, he was saying that, we were talking about that. And then we actually went and practiced outside in the cold on Thursday when it was 1 degree and negative whatever it was with the wind chill. And we were all in sleeves in practice. And he said, well, the game and practice are different. So we'll see what happens.
See, Sam, I maintain that football players are just abnormal. I think you probably would agree with that, I'm guessing. You guys do things that most 99% of all humans could not do, would not choose to do, but yet you have a... you know, a strength to you that certainly I don't have. But on the other side, it's like you guys are getting smarter and smarter by the day too. There's more information out there. I think in 2016, like, you don't need to wait till game time tomorrow. It's going to be freezing. Just put on a little layer, right. You know?
Right, right, exactly. And it's funny too, because as I was driving, once again, this is on Thursday, so far the coldest day of the week. I think tomorrow is going to be colder. But on Thursday, I was up at 6, whatever a.m., and I was driving, and in my car, it said it was 3 degrees. And I said, as I'm driving, I said, who in their right mind would willingly go outside today? And I'm like, oh, wait, I'm actually going to be that guy. So we are a little bit different, but I think we're the better because of it.
You're a Texas guy, too, by the way. We should get that out there. It's not like you were born in the cold. So you're nominated Walter Payton Man of the Year. And I was out at Hallis Hall when you were speaking the other day, and it's so much on your heart giving back. And, I mean, I guess, you know, just to tell the WGN listeners, what does it mean to you to be in this position, to be representing the Bears, representing 34, representing yourself?
Yeah, it means so much to be the Bears nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. And especially it means a lot to what my family and I have been doing for the last 28 years. So 28 years ago, my parents started a ministry, Living Hope Ministries, and they go to Nigeria every summer with doctors, nurses, surgeons, dentists, ophthalmologists, pharmacists, pediatricians, the whole nine. And they go to rural villages in Nigeria and give out free medical care. Now, me, I've been going on that trip the last 12 or 13 years. And it's been amazing because we're helping so many people. But now we see an even greater need. Now we're trying to build a hospital out in Nigeria, a Living Hope Clinic. We're trying to build that, and we're raising money to do that. And so it just means a lot to know that hard work isn't going in vain.
Your parents were both born in Nigeria, is that correct? Is that the connection, why you've been going back there for 28 years?
Yeah, that's right. And sorry, I think my phone froze up on me. No, no pun intended. Right,
maybe if it was wearing long sleeves.
Yeah, no, so I know Fernell's like, he cut it off. He's like, I don't want to hear anything about sleeves on this radio call. No, so yeah, my parents were born and raised in Nigeria. And so they came over to the United States. They started, for lack of better terms, living the American dream. But they never forgot about their roots, and so that was the connection. They would just go. They would go back and just to visit originally, and they would see friends and family members dying from simple illnesses that a trip to the local pharmacy would cure. And so they decided to do something about it. And that's how Living Hope Ministries was born, and that kind of ambition and that desire to go and to do, and not just to sit by idly and watch. I think that's something that my parents instilled in me as well.
Sam, there's 31 other players that are nominated for this award across the league, but the fact that it's named for one of the greatest Bears of all time, does that resonate more with you and everybody up there at Hallis Hall?
Yeah, well, it resonates a lot. Even Alshon, Jeff came up to me today, and he was like, man, Sam, congratulations on being the nominee. That's a really big deal. And you can tell just with everyone, especially in the Chicagoland area, how much it means to them, right? And even to me as well, being a Bear, I got a chance to meet Jarrett and Brittany Payton, Walter Payton's kids. In fact, even though I grew up in Texas, my brother, he was the first one in the Ocho household to play football. And he played running back, and he wore number 34 because of Walter Payton. And so the history runs deep, and his influence runs deep throughout any football player, whether you're in Pee Wee or whether you're a professional.
Number 49, Sam Acho, nominee, thank you, for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award with us here on 720 WGN. Sam, when you see, I mean, the big lightning rod around football this year, and you're a guy that's doing things and speaking out a little bit on what's on your heart, when you see a guy like Colin Kaepernick, who just came into Soldier Field a couple weeks ago, and there's so much heat on him for standing up, and whether you agree or don't agree, I'm just curious, your opinion on whether athletes in the spotlight like yourself have a obligation to do something, be it what you're doing or speaking out on a cause. Do you think that not that you can ever require it, but on some level, like in a code, like, hey, you can't just play football, you have to do more?
Yeah, well, I think about myself, right, and I think about other guys around the league, and yeah, we're football players, we play in the NFL, but this is just a career, right? It's a job. It'll be average lifespan is, 3 years, 4 years? I've been fortunate enough to be in my sixth year, but there's going to come a time when I'm not playing anymore, right? And so just because you have a platform or whether you do or don't doesn't mean you shouldn't speak out, right? I'm more than just a football player. We're all more than just football players. We have, obligations to lead. We're leaders. We are influencers, right? And so I think it's good to use your platform for the greater good, no matter how big or small that platform may be.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are role models. You wanted to be a football player. You didn't necessarily want to be a role model, but you are. So I think it's great that you are leading by example, Sam Acho. So as you're playing on Sunday, tomorrow, in the freezing cold, and you're smashing, people's helmets and trying to do anything you can to hold the Green Bay Packers from getting a first down, from scoring, do you think that something like this is, people around the league will look at you differently because you are the nominee for the Payton Man of the Year Award, or are you just another football player?
Well, the award definitely commands respect just because of you see the guys who are nominated for it. But more than that, I just look at the guys who aren't nominated. I have so many teammates of mine, one in particular, Jimmy Staten, the defensive lineman, every week he and I are at a local homeless shelter feeding the homeless, right? Guys like Jimmy doing that. John Timu is another guy, right? I think about the other guys who are doing so much great work in the community. So though I'm a nominee for the award, there's so many guys doing great stuff. And so when we're on the field, we're obviously trying to do whatever we can to win the game. But there's a little bit of a deeper level beyond that, and I think that's what some people see with this nomination.
And we should point out, Mark, that a lot of times, the station, different stations will get sent, information from the players, charity, or from the team itself saying, hey, here's a, photo op. This guy's going to be somewhere. Sam Acho does a ton of this stuff without sending out any of that information. He just does it because it's the right thing to do.
Feel free to say Harry's. Is that, do you want people to know about it, Sam? Like, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I don't know. I think a lot of people know that I'm a Christian, so I'm a follower of Christ. And so I like to read the Bible and look into the Bible. And a lot of what the Bible talks about, it says, all right, if you do things for everybody else to see, like if you do things for the public to see it and you want to get their applause, well, that'll be your reward, right? People who see you in public, they give you an applause, round of applause, great job. That's your reward. Where on the flip side, don't do things just for the public to see. Do things in secret where nobody sees, right? Because God, who sees in secret, he rewards you in secret. And so I'm a much bigger fan of God's rewards than people's applause or people's, any reward that a person give me, right? Because, as a Christian, I have peace, right? I think about me. I've been married for almost 3 years. I have a 2-year-old son and a 8-week-old baby girl. And some of these things, that was a dream of mine when I was a kid, right? And I want to have a family. I want to be a dad. I want to have a beautiful wife. I want to have an amazing family. Like, people can't give me these gifts, right? Only God can give those gifts. And so I really don't like to publicize a lot of what I do. I don't know. I think that, you know, there's another kind of saying, you know, people say, I might have heard this more in the locker room, but people say real G's move in silence, right? And so I like to kind of move in silence, let people be a little bit surprised by some of the stuff that we're doing.
What goes on in the locker room when you're kind of giving your message around? Do people want to hear it, Sam, or are they in their own world?
Well, it depends. It just depends. A lot of times people do want to hear, right? A lot of times people say, okay, I know I've been given a lot. I'm in the NFL. Think about the backgrounds that we come from, right? A lot of guys come from single-parent homes or come from the hood, come from places where all their friends are either, you know, in jail or no jobs or whatever, yet they're living this dream. And so they want to give back. And so I like to do. I like to say, okay, we want to do it. Let's make it happen, right? I have a saying. I say, let's freaking go. Let's go after it. Let's make it happen. And so when I kind of convene guys together to say, hey, let's go to this homeless shelter and feed the homeless, 5, 6, 7 guys showed up. And the next thing you know, some of those same guys kept on coming back, right? So we're more than just NFL players. We are people in the community who care about the betterment of our society.
That's awesome.
Bears linebacker Sam Macho visiting for a little while longer with Mark Kerman and me. I'm Harry Tynowitz on WGN Radio on the Beat. It says in the Bible that on the seventh day, the Bears stop Aaron Rodgers. It's right there in the book of Ditka, my friend. So how are we going to stop the Packers?
So last year, and obviously we don't want to look too much in the past, but I know last year we had a chance to get a victory against Green Bay. And even earlier this year, we were leading going into the fourth quarter against Green Bay. And so I'm confident in our abilities, confident in the game plan. I know a lot of people like to count us out, but we're ready. We're excited. We are we're treating this game just like any other game. We're going out to win it.
A lot of people, I mean, one thing I got to give you credit for, Sam, to me, you guys are playing hard every week. You know, it's been a long season, obviously, on the field for in a lot of ways. But you guys could have had Detroit last week. You were right there. Am I crazy to be talking up Matt Barkley? Because I'm kind of falling in love with Matt Barkley, Sam Macho.
I think we're all falling in love with Matt Barkley. So funny enough, he actually played with my brother in Philly. So he was with my brother with the Eagles, and so when he signed with the Bears, my brother texted me and was like, "Bro, Matt, first of all, he's an awesome guy, right? He's one of the best guys you'll ever meet." And I obviously knew how great of a player he was just because his time at USC and hearing from my brother when he was in Philly and then also when he went to spend some time in Arizona. But it excites me to see somebody who is such a high-quality man like him doing so great on the field as well. Right? What you see on the field, he's a better guy off the field.
Wow.
That's very, very good to hear. You know, there's been rumors flying lately that your defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio, might not be here next year. How do rumors like that start?
Yeah, that's your answer is probably just as good as mine because I really have no idea how some of these rumors start. To be honest, all we can really look at is what's right ahead of us, which is Green Bay. And so, I remember hearing that, I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago, and I was like, where the heck does something like this come from? So, to be honest, we'll see what happens in the future, but I'm excited about what he does bring to the table, which is a great game plan every week, and you see, you know, one of the top 10 defenses in the league.
Sam, we're up against the break here, so we appreciate your time. I am curious, though, does Vic Fangio, when he goes to dinner, does he wear sweatpants, or does he ever actually put on a slack or a jean?
Sweatpants everywhere, all the time, usually above his belly button. I'm just saying. He's old school.
Unbelievable look.
Gives me something to aspire to.
I mean, most guys have, like, advanced. Most guys, right, Sam, they've advanced to a wind pan at least, like an upper level. This guy's just sweatpants 1972.
And it's funny, too, hearing him talk, because Vic, you know, we start watching film, and Vic will be like, yeah, you know, well, you hear him talking, it sounds like, I mean, I think he was there. I really legitimately think he was there when the 3-4 defense was invented. He was a part of, like, the original. No joke. Like, you might have to ask him to verify. I really think he was there. You listen to some of the stories that he tells, and all I can do is just applaud him because I'm like, man, you've been doing this for, first of all, longer than I've been alive. Second of all these analysts that talk about, well, this is how it should be played. He's like, no, I was there when it started. This is what this defense is all about, and that's why you see his defenses he's so successful everywhere he goes.
Hey, Sam, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it. Best of luck on being the winner of the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. We're rooting for you. And good luck tomorrow against the Packers. Go get Green Bay.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Sam Acho, number 49.